In our gospel for today, Jesus is teaching his disciples to have faith that can move mountains. So the father approached and knelt before Jesus to cure his son because his disciples could not cure him. And when he was asked by the disciples, Jesus gave them the idea of how they must do. He said, "For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." So Jesus is telling us that his disciples, is not telling us that his disciples have no faith, but they have little faith. For Jesus, the disciples failed to do the healing of the sick child because of their little faith. Brothers and sisters, many of us are like the disciples of Jesus. We have faith, but how strong our faith is. We think that we are people of faith, but it is not as strong as it could be. Sometimes we don't trust him enough. Our faith is not strong enough. That's why when trials, problems, and difficulties strike us, we easily give up. But Jesus is telling us, cultivate our faith through prayers, read and listen to the Word of God, and practice what we hear from him. So Jesus teaches us that miracles are measured by the measure of our faith. I say to you, if only you had faith the size of a mustard seed. In fact, St. Jerome and St. Augustine pointed out, in working our saintliness, something clearly exceeding our own forces, we are actually in the process of moving mountains. Miracles do exist. If we do not see more of them, it's just because with our little faith, we do not let him make them. So let us look at the life of Saint Dominic de Guzman, the feast day we are celebrating today. He is a great and devoted preacher of truth. He converted a lot of people, especially those who were heretics, by his profound knowledge of the Catholic truth and God. He did not give up for one soul to be converted. By his passion, he established the order of preachers with the purpose of spreading truth and converting souls for God. In July 1215, Dominic was granted permission to form his own religious order for this purpose. He was joined by 6 followers. The group followed a rule of life which included a strict routine of discipline, including prayer and penance. They also established a system of education. They often traveled the countryside to preach. According to writings about him, Saint Dominic chose for himself only the most meager of provisions. His accommodation and cloth were described as mean. He refused to sleep on a bed. When he reached the edge of a town, he removed his sandals and walked barefoot, regardless of the path. He constantly prayed or issued instruction as he walked, and whenever he faced discomfort, he praised God. His only possession were a small bundle and a staff. In his bundle, he kept a copy of the Gospel of Matthew and the epistles of St. Paul, which he would read over and over again. He always drew great crowds whenever he went. In July of 1221, Dominic took ill with a fever. He asked to be laid on the ground, still refusing a bed. He exhorted his brothers to keep a spirit of humility and charity. After several weeks of illness, he made a last confession and will, then passed away on August 6th. He died in the presence of his brother Dominicans. Saint Dominic was only 51. So Pope Gregory IX canonized St. Dominic on the 13th of July, 1234. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the intercession of St. Dominic to always live and tell the truth amidst lies and deceit, and remain steadfast in our faith. When our faith is being tested, ask the Lord to help our unbelief, to increase our faith and trust in His saving power and mercy. And confidence and perseverance, especially in prayer and spiritual life. May Saint Dominic pray for us.